Yeah, right. So that was, you know, so when I was in the oil business, we were in a very versatile boat,
right.
And we would do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If times are tough, you do anything. When times are good, so you went from oil exploration to looking for the oil.
Yeah.
To drilling for the oil.
Supplying the drill.
And then to production, yeah. Where you would actually build, the, you know, we support the operation to build the platforms. To, you know, for permanent facilities,
mm-hmm.
and so everything from broad area reconnaissance, looking for oil, to delineating the size of the oil field by punching numerous holes all over the place, to setting up production to support, and then like I said, I went to work in tankers, Kuwait Oil Tank Corporation,
mm-hmm.
where now I'm into transporting the oil,
right?
And before the Persian Gulf War, Iraq and Iran were at war. You were aware of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's called the Iraq-Iran Tanker Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where you either had Exocet missiles fired at you, or what's the other missile? Not the Exocet, but the.
Not sure.
Anyways, the United States government put, at the time, I believe, in 1987, over 20 ships, Kuwaiti oil tankers, put the American flag on them. And it was a secret operation. In fact, the crews were manned by the Langley, the CIA. And they met in Virginia, where they were briefed on what they were going to be doing. So I went to work for them in 89, and... I worked for the Kuwaiti Oil Tanker Corporation before the war, during the war, and after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And during the war, we were working up inside the Persian Gulf, maybe 100 miles south of the Kuwaiti border, in a place called Ras Tanura, which is the largest petrochemical complex in the world. We were hired as a dummy corporation called Samarek. And we were a dummy corporation called Samarek, and we were hired to, sometime after Desert Storm, and sometime before Desert Shield and before Desert Storm,
okay.
In the Ras Tanura refinery, there was an explosion, a large explosion, and they lost their ability to crack crude oil to make diesel oil. So we were actually hired to bring diesel oil into Ras Tanura, and it was pumped into the Saudi Arabian pipeline in support of Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like right there.
Right.
We couldn't get any closer. And in fact, what we would do was we would leave Ras Tanura every morning, and we on a 1,000-foot Kuwaiti oil tanker, very similar to a San Clemente class tanker. And we would go north, 68 miles to the north, to another refinery up there, which was just 40 miles south of the border. And we would pick up high-grade diesel oil, I forget how many, maybe 150,000 barrels, 200,000 barrels of high-grade diesel oil. And then we would take it back to Saudi Ras Tanura and pump it into the Saudi Arabian pipeline. We did that every single day during the war. That's all we did, back and forth, back and forth. And no one even knew we were there. And the United States government, it wouldn't even recognize us,
right.
That we were there. They didn't even realize that we were there because we weren't part of any, we weren't part of military sealift command.
Mm-hmm.
We were a dummy corporation because of this whole CIA thing and everything else like that. I watched the Patriot missiles going overhead. I used to sit up at night. We couldn't even move at night. Every night we would drop our anchor and just sit. And every night I would listen to them carpet bomb Kuwait.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? You just hear boom, 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 and the sky lighting up from, and it was so much explosions, so many explosions, that there was so much detritus material going into the upper atmosphere that moisture could condense on. It was creating lightning storms that were biblical.
Mm.
Can you imagine being 60 miles from the border of Kuwait, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, where two massive armies of over 500,000 people are massing on either side of a border, bombing the hell out of it? I saw jet airplanes go by that looked like they're right out of a Star Wars movie. We didn't even know what these airplanes were. You know, they're just amazing aircraft flying around. And we were in Ras Tanura. We arrived at Ras Tanura the day before Christmas from a load of oils that we picked up in Jebel Ali on the west coast of Saudi Arabia. We brought it around to the east coast. And we sat there from Christmas to January 15th when the war went active. Anyways, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff.